The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
But one of the questions that I want to try and answer in this topic about the youth especially and this guidance which I call a give-and-take relationship is that why do we find youth primarily, but even older people, distancing themselves from religion, if not completely leaving Islam altogether? Maybe praying now and then, maybe fasting Ramadan. The basics is the youth themselves are not taking the time to learn their own religion. Yes, I have said in the past, our communities need to provide services. The local scholars need to provide services. The parents need to be there to provide religious instruction, not necessarily cultural indoctrination and brainwashing. But at the same time, the youth also have a responsibility. Ashabul Kahf, they did what they had to do. They felt under threat, they left. The youth of today, they also have a responsibility. Just as they can go online and Google and look at YouTube videos to learn how to do anything and everything, they also have the ability to find the sound Islamic knowledge. Now, I'm not saying you just go to Google and type in a question or YouTube and you look at the first video or article and accept it, you know, carte blanche, no questions asked. No, you still need to do your due diligence and dig to make sure you're getting the right answers. But the thing being that if we don't seek out the guidance from the right sources, we'll look for that guidance anywhere, right? If you don't have halal food in your city, you'll go and eat haram because you want food and you'll get it wherever you can find it. And so we have a hadith which I want to share with us from our sixth imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, where he's been quoted as saying, there's no goodness in our companions, meaning in our Shia, if they do not ponder deeply on religious issues. La khair, he says, there's no goodness. If you don't sit and think about your religion rather than being spoon-fed by Maulana or somebody, he says there's no goodness in you unless you sit and reflect on this religion you've been given. And he's talking to a man named Bashir. So he says, O Bashir, indeed if a person from amongst those who claim to be our Shia, if he or she does not reflect on their religion and does not become acquainted with its rulings, which they need in their day-to-day life, then he will need other than our followers. They will go towards our opponents, the non-Shia, whether they be the non-Shias within Islam or the non-Muslims. And they will take him towards the path of deviation and misguidance, and he'll have no idea that he has diverted away. Now, alhamdulillah, I've never met any Shias who have left the Ahlul Bayt to go towards the Khulafa, right? I've never met anybody, alhamdulillah, in my years of traveling who have gone that path. But I have met those who are no longer identifying as Shias or as Muslims, as followers of Ahlul Bayt. There may be wavering. They're on the brink of kind of teetering between this side and that side. But as the sixth Imam says, if the youth themselves are not looking for answers in their own faith tradition, they'll go to another tradition. And the beauty of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, brothers and sisters, as you all very well know, they have given us answers for everything. The Ahlul Bayt give us the understanding of Tawheed, which no other Muslim can describe. Because our God doesn't have a foot or a shin. He doesn't come down on a donkey every Thursday night, as other Muslims have portrayed Allah to be. Right? Our Tawheed is the pure Tawheed. Our concept of prophethood is the perfect concept of prophethood. Our knowledge of religion and Islam and the world is perfect, not because of anything other than the fact that we follow 14 perfect individuals. The Prophet Fatima Zahra alayhi salam and the 12 Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And so when we have these 12, 13, 14 perfect personalities, our youth need to recognize that we go to their door and we ask them the questions and we get the answers. Now, yes, I will admit that we are severely lacking in English material. We have a lot out there, but we have a lot more that can be translated. Some of the translations are outright horrendous. But we're doing better than we did 30, 40 years ago, believe me. We have thousands of books available, and most of these are available online for free. Alislam.org is an amazing website. Duas.org for all of the duas with translation, an amazing website. We can do more, but we have a lot out there. We have great scholars who are offering a lot in English, and it is only increasing day by day. So 2 points I will leave us with is this guidance of the youth, this give and take relationship. At one level, as I've been saying, is that we have to give. The parents, the educators, the scholars of the community. The sixth Imam tells us that hasten to teach your children about the religion and the teachings before the deviants get to them. Now the Imam used the word of a specific deviant group at his time, the Murji, who had complete deviant beliefs that you could not question a person's iman or kufr. A person commits sins, this group believed that you cannot judge anybody. And they had other deviant beliefs, but the Imam was getting to a point that we have to be there at the beginning to guide our children before they get corrupted by the system and the society that they live in. So we have to give to the next generation. But then the youth also have to give from their side. And I'll end with one hadith where again the sixth Imam has been quoted as saying, I don't like to see any of the youth from amongst you, amongst the Shia, except that you are in one of two different states. Either you are a scholar or you are a student. There's no option that we're just having fun, we're just playing video games, we're just, you know, playing Fortnite, we're just on Netflix. No, we're either a scholar of religion or we are a student on the path of salvation. He says, if you are a youth and you are not in one of these two states, then you have forsaken your youth. And if you have forsaken your youth, he says, then you have wasted the time of your youth, this short period that you have. And if you've wasted your youth and you've committed an act of dhulm, of transgression, of injustice to yourself, and if a youth commits an act of transgression, injustice, then I swear by the one who appointed Muhammad with the truth, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He says that that youth will reside in hell. So we have a push and pull, a give and take relationship, brothers and sisters. The youth have to be given the instruction, the guidance, the support, the financial means if they need it. But they also have to do for themselves. They have to make it to be something they want. Just as they want to get to university, just as they want to get scholarships, just as they want to be the best in sports they play, then they have to also want to be the best believers. You and I cannot force it on our children. We can guide them. We can encourage them, we can show them the benefits, but we can't force Islam down their throat. We can't tie them up and drag them to the masjid. You have to come and sit. No, but if you bring them when they're young, they will want to come when they're older. And even if we do lose them, as we do for a couple of years, God willing, through our prayers and our continued activities, they will, God willing, come back to the path. Because we recognize that the doors of Allah are always open, the doors of repentance are always open, and the doors of the center are always open for those who may leave, but God willing, they will come back one day.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.